becoming a pro at this quarantine thing. But nah, it's good, man. You know, it is what it is. You know, the guys, fortunately, we've been able to practice, so I think that's been good for all of us. But yeah, just getting through this time, and you know, really looking forward to just being able to play games. That's the big thing. I'm definitely very comfortable. You know, I'm going to do whatever Coach Gleason wants me to do. It's been great just these last, well, I think I've been here for about 2 months now, just being able to get some chemistry with the guys and being able to play. You know, obviously our roster is shaped up a certain way, and maybe playing more of the five this year. And I'm ready to do that. Again, that's what the coaching staff needs me to do. That's what the guys need me to do. So I'm going to work hard at it and try to help my team win in any way that I can. So definitely started doing it a little bit. Nothing crazy. I try not to, you know, look too deep into, you know, matchups and stuff like that. Obviously, when game time comes, you want to be prepared. And, you know, the couple days before, you really want to get locked in. But try not to overanalyze too much. It's going to be nice to be able to watch some games tonight. Obviously, the rest of the league is starting. So being able to just see certain guys, certain matchups, and get a feel for that, for sure, I'm excited for it. We'll certainly be watching some of the games and just looking how the other teams are, you know, what their rosters look like, what their bigs are doing, just what they run and how they defend certain coverages. Yeah, definitely, you know, as a professional athlete, that's your job now, is to, you know, be ready to play come game time. And that mental aspect certainly is very important. And the scouting aspect is very important. So, you know, with these games starting today, there's no better time to do it. First thing that really jumps to mind is, you know, these guys over here can really play. I mean, you know, it's no joke of a league. This is one of the best leagues in the world, and I'm fortunate to be here. First off, the speed of the game is definitely a little faster than college back in America. I think, you know, with the 24-second shot clock versus the 30-second shot clock, 6 seconds doesn't seem like a long time, but, you know, it really is. And these guys over here, you know, they're trying to run and gun. They're trying to score first, and who can have the more possessions at the end of the game. I think that's kind of the name of the game here in the NBL, and that's a fun way to play. But just really slowing myself down a little bit, adjusting to the new speed, has been, you know, a good thing to do in these first couple three preseason games, just to get my feet wet a little bit. So yeah, I mean, those are the things that jump out for sure. Yeah, people back home are a little shocked, you know, that one case didn't really have anything to do with the NBL, didn't have anything to do with Perth. And now, you know, we're stuck in quarantine, but hey, you know, I'm all for safety, and, you know, taking the necessary precautions to ensure that, you know, everyone's going to be safe. I think this coming up season is going to be a little different than most seasons, obviously. So just being able to adjust and being adaptable is certainly going to be very important going forward. It's certainly growing, you know, with LaMelo Ball and those younger guys who came over here and, obviously played. And I think that just gained traction, in America, just Americans actually watching the NBL more. And then obviously they see not only, you know, the next stars and the American guys who are playing in the league, but the Australian guys here are again, very good players, professionals, and they know how to play. That's the name of the game. They're professionals for a reason. So I think the overall consensus back home is that, you know, this league really is one of the best in the world, and it's just trending in the right way. I think that's the overall consensus. A lot of Netflix, a lot of just kind of hanging out. Been reading a little bit. So that's good, just to kind of keep the mind going. But that's certainly having to quarantine for 2 weeks before I got here, before I, you know, was out here in Perth. The big thing is being able to practice with the guys. That's first and foremost the most important thing right now. Obviously, you know, with the season around the corner, but I think just with everyone's, you know, mental health and this, when you're locked up for 14 days, it's a long 14 days. So being able to get out of the house and just play, you know, that's what we're here to do. So that's definitely a big thing, and very fortunate, you know, with the Australian government and with the NBL being able to make that happen. Again, you know, with the season around the corner, and that's very important, just getting reps in and actually practicing and getting ready for the season. Coach Gleason and then, you know, the whole organization has done a great job just telling us and stressing on us just to be, you know, adaptable this season, not get too high, not get too low, especially, you know, if a game gets canceled or the fixtures move around a little bit, we can't dwell on that too much. That's kind of the situation that we're in today. That's reality. You know, we're fortunate to be here in Australia right now, where the rest of the world is kind of going through, going through this whole thing a little more. So it is bigger than basketball, and just ensuring everyone is safe and good to go is very important. But yeah, you know, with the season, obviously just being adaptable and adjusting to, you know, the changes that are inevitably going to be thrown our way is crucial. Now that you say it, yeah, I think it does. You know, just the extra practice reps are very important for a guy like me who's new to the system, new to everything. And, you know, this preseason, you know, is, I think, night and day different just from day one. The how comfortable I feel and the chemistry that I'm gaining with the guys, it's only going up. So I think that these, you know, whatever week or two that we have more to do that is good for me and good for the rest of the team. But certainly ready to play a game, man. That's, you know, this has been a long off season, a long preseason. So ready to put the jerseys on and get in front of the crowd at RAC Arena for sure. I would, you know, I live pretty close to the beach. So just being able to get out of the apartment a little bit and just explore, you know, Australia. I'm in a foreign country. So being able to see some of the sites I did and, you know, want to do more of. So that's definitely a little challenging right now in this 14-day quarantine that we have to go through. But again, you know, I'm along for the ride and, you know, trying to do whatever it is I can while I'm in the apartment just to, you know, keep my body fresh, whether if it's stretching a little bit, foam rolling. The strength coach here, Josh, has done a great job of giving us some workouts to do on our own here, yoga stuff, stretching. So doing that, you know, is definitely vital right now. Miss the beach, miss, you know, going out and getting some food at a restaurant or whatever. But again, got to do what's right for the community and keep everyone safe. Not looking into that one bit. You know, we see it. And, you know, obviously with Instagram and Twitter, we see it. You know, I think it gives us a little motivation and a little chip on our shoulder to prove these people wrong. But, you know, at the end of the day, what do these people know? What do these quote unquote experts know? But we're not going to talk about it too much. We understand that, you know, we have a challenge in front of us. This whole season is going to be a challenge, you know, especially with a new group of guys coming together, you know, building the chemistry and building the teamwork that we need. You know, we're going to attack each day with that mindset to, you know, continue to bring success to the Perth Wildcat organization. That's our goal.